Good morning, everyone. It's good to have a little glimpse of the good work that's being done at our African mission in Kenya, especially to hear from the four people who went over as short-term missionaries to serve there. And I just want to thank you again for your guys' continued generosity to our mission there to the people of Kenya. This last week, I asked the students at Trinity Elementary, and I asked them that they needed to be honest with themselves on this question. I wanted them to rate how needy they were. I asked them, how needy are you? What's your level of need? And they had to show me and others around them just with thumbs. So if they recognize, honestly, that they're really pretty needy and that their level of need is really high, that without their parents or others making food, they wouldn't be able to eat, or have a place to sleep, or even be able to get to school, that both thumbs are supposed to be up high. But going down in different gradients, if they recognize, I can pretty much take care of myself, my parents are nice accessories, but I got it, then the thumbs could be all the way down. And so, they told me where it was at, and it was pretty impressive, actually. They were honest that the thumbs were pretty high. But it's a trick question, kind of. And that neediness isn't something that you grow out of. Sure, you become more self-sufficient as you get older. But with God's grace, they recognize within themselves this significantly deeper need, this thirst within their soul. Upon the cross, Jesus said to us, he said, I thirst. And in the gospel today, which is the longest conversation that he has with any singular person in all of the gospels, by far, this dialogue, he asked the woman who comes to the well to give him a drink of water. Jesus, in his divine nature, being God, does not need anything. God does not need us. He does not need you. He is completely sufficient himself. He does not need us, but yet he chooses us, which is something so much more. He chooses us, and Jesus chose to enter into our neediness. He chose to enter into our humanity and our need in order to meet us there, to meet us in the depth of our need so that he could give to us his divine life. His divine life, his eternal life, which is our deepest need that our souls thirst for. A priest friend of mine, he had been ordained over 15 years, and in the 15 years of his priesthood, he had never missed celebrating even a daily mass. When he was sick or traveling, always, every day he had celebrated mass. And you know, this isn't required of the priest. It's strongly encouraged by the church, but it's not required. But the Eucharist was so much at the core of his priesthood. And when you travel as a priest, you'd bring usually a little travel mass kit, just this small little thing in which you put all the stuff that you need for mass in it. Well, this priest friend, he was traveling somewhere, and because of a number of different circumstances, one thing was an overzealous TSA agent, which took some of the things away, and a lot of flight delays, and then the late arrival to his place that he was going to, everything was closed down, and as he got to his room, he realized that this would be the first day he would not be able to celebrate Holy Mass. And he said as that realization washed over him, his heart absolutely broke. Not because of any sense of guilt or like some streak that was broken. No, it was deeper than that. He said his heart broke and he was reduced to tears in that room. And as he was recounting this, I was very deeply convicted. Because right away in my mind, you know, it started off as like, well, it was only just a daily. I was very deeply convicted because, you know, if in the same circumstances, would my thirst for God, my thirst for what he wanted to give to me, be that great? You know, is my need for him in the Eucharist so great in my priesthood that if it was taken away, even for a day, would I experience that longing and that thirst in my soul? And it's a really great test, I think, if we're able to be honest with ourselves, because it's a test and it reveals to us where our soul is at. If all of it, and I mean all of it, the life of grace, was taken away from you, meaning all priests are gone, and through the priesthood, all the sacraments, the Eucharist, Mass, confession, all of it was gone. Where would your soul be at? What would its reaction be? Where would its level of need be at? You know, 6 years ago, all of you went through the very painful experience of, for 6 weeks in this diocese, it was gone. And I remember I was asked to cover a parish, Linton, over the Triduum, because the priest, the pastor there, he was stuck in a foreign country and he couldn't get out of it. And so I went and I had the Triduum there. And throughout each of the days, just this big empty church, it was actually like a painful longing to be with God's people. To be with his people. But I had to keep reminding myself. I had to keep reminding myself that this longing in my soul to bring Jesus to God's people, it paled in comparison to what so many people were experiencing in their own soul of longing just to receive him in the Eucharist, to see him there. And then, of course, that pales and it's a shadow of the longing of God for his people and his thirst for our faith, for us. But if all of it was taken away, not for 6 weeks, but for years and for decades, and everyone you knew, it was gone from them as well. All priests, such that years and decades later, you'd hardly even remember the responses at Mass. You'd never see Jesus in adoration again or hear the words, "I absolve you of your sins." Where would your soul be at? What would the thirst in your soul be? What level would it be at in those first weeks, those first months? And don't think of the external stuff of what caused it. Look honestly inside. What would your level of need be? After a few months, or even then, decades later, is it something that would just sort of wane after a while? And you just kind of adapt to the new normal? Or is it a need and a thirst that would just keep increasing and a longing that would continue to grow? The experience of that is but a small bit of what the woman who came to the well had within her soul. Jesus had given her the gift of faith, and the longing for something she had never experienced. We receive and we continue to receive his living water in the sacraments all the time. But she experienced the longing for that and having never received it ever. But her longing, as great as it was, paled in comparison to what Jesus thirsts for and the need that he entered into. The deep well of the thirst that the woman brought to the well, Jesus met her there, that he might be able to give to her and that she might be able to receive his divine life, which is the one and only thing that the soul of every human being, given that gift of faith, longs for and needs to survive. He came and he met her in that need, and so he does in each one of our souls. May we meet him there at that deep, deep well.